This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, Karen Grigsby Bates talks with Peter Dinklage. He's the star of The Station Agent, which opens in wide release in movie theaters today. And Summary Judgment, a look at other movies in the multiplex this weekend. First, though, back once again from the nation's capital is NPR's Juan Williams. Our motto, 3 minutes or 3 hours. Listen to Juan today. Sleep in Sunday. Skip the political talk shows. Welcome back, Juan.
Good to be with you, Alex. I'm sleepy this morning. I stayed up late to watch the Red Sox and the Yankees.
You did. You know, we always start talking about the news, politics, and all that, but really, this is the subject, isn't it? It's baseball this week. Are you going to talk about that on the talk shows this weekend?
I think if we have any sense, we would talk about it. But, you know, we have to hold to form and pretend like we're serious Washington people.
All right, let's just listen to this. This is the moment that broke hearts all across the country.
Leading by three as Boone hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series. Boone, a hero in Game 7.
Yeah. Aaron Boone, pinch hitter in the Yankees, 11th inning last night, bang, home run, and the fabled Boston Red Sox, no more.
You know, somebody said the New York Yankees are the evil empire, and the empire struck back big time, and somehow they always win. When I was a kid growing up in Brooklyn, New York, I rooted for the Mets because I just love underdogs, Alex. I just think underdogs should triumph at some point. And so I had a hard time with the Yankees, but the thing about the Red Sox is their fans are just so legion, and it's as if they're all like, you know, in a secret society, and at some point you want to say, hey, please. But so I didn't know exactly who to root for yesterday, but you know, the evil empire came back.
All right, let's turn to politics. The talk shows this weekend. Who's the lead for the administration? Who's going to be making the appearances for the Bush administration this weekend?
That's the big story, Alex. No one. The administration, for the second week in a row, is not putting anyone out. And I think the producers here in Washington are getting apoplectic. But the reason is that the president is in Asia, as you well know, in addition to which Secretary of State Powell is gone, Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor, is gone, Andy Card, the White House Chief of Staff, is gone. So the only option really for the administration was Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, and they were afraid to put him out because there's a controversy about a general Boykin who made some statements about, you know, Christianity is the religion of America, and he knows that what some of these Islamic extremists believe in is nothing but icons as opposed to a real God, and that's why he was going to try. And so they don't want to get that controversy.
They don't want that to be the subject of discussion.
No. Yeah. And if Cheney goes out, the vice president, whatever he says would trump whatever the president was doing in Asia, and they don't want that. So they're in a little bit of a box, even as they are engaged in an offensive to try to convince the American people that what's going on in Iraq is fine and dandy, despite the continuing deaths and trouble over there.
There is some concern already about this $87 billion vote. This is the money that the president says he needs to support the ongoing efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan. Some of this is supposed to be $20 billion is supposed to be a grant to rebuild Iraq. And now it looks as though there's going to be a vote in the Senate that will say some of that's not going to be a grant, it's going to be a loan. Why is this so troubling for the administration?
Well, the vote that took place last night, Thursday night, Alex, said it was a 51-47 vote, did say that they're going to convert half of this $20 billion into a loan. So now it will go to conference. The House had voted, I think it was 226-200, to say it's all going to be straight out grant, but now they're going to get in conference, and I think the politics here is going to be very intense. The administration has all along said the Iraqi economy can't stand this kind of threat at this moment. They're too destabilized, despite the fact that they're sitting on trillions of dollars worth of oil. But the politics, especially for the Republicans on the Hill in the last week, has been very interesting. They have gone home, people like Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and said, you know, the American voters are saying, we don't see why we should be giving money to Iraq at a time when we have state deficits, when we have a federal deficit. So suddenly the president saw his own party leaving him on this issue, and that's why they are very uptight about it. And they were trying to delay the vote so the president could steer down some more people and personally, you know, pull on their coat collars and tell them they better behave, but didn't work.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. He joins us on Fridays on Day to Day. Juan, thanks again.
Alex, my pleasure.